The U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development awarded the Community Shelter Board nearly $6.1 million through HUD's Youth Homelessness Demonstration Program. HUD Field Office Director Thomas Leach.
This program supports local efforts to provide stable housing, thus breaking the cycle of homelessness and promoting self-sufficiency. But it's really about giving homeless youth a chance. The Community Shelter Board, as the lead agency, will be responsible for planning, funding, and managing the local grant initiative. Over the next 4 months, they will be working through a planning process to identify local partners who will be providing these direct services to homeless youth.
Community Shelter Board Executive Director Michelle Heritage says more than 1,300 residents aged 24 and younger were served in Columbus and Franklin County shelters last year, and more than 900 unaccompanied youth between age 14 and 24 visited the Star House Drop-In Center.
We can't lose another generation to the ravages of homelessness. We now have a path forward to create a coordinated, comprehensive community solution to assure that our most vulnerable young people in the community have the opportunity not just to survive, but to thrive.
A committee featuring local government representatives, youth and homeless service providers, the Columbus Foundation, and young people who have experienced homelessness will collaborate to develop that plan. Sky Vanek shared her story of how the system of care in Columbus works. Just before the start of 2018 and 5 months into Vanek's pregnancy, her house burned down. Now holding her healthy young daughter at the award announcement, Vanek credited the help she received for making it possible.
I went to all my doctor's appointments. They said if you don't get stable housing, then there is a possibility she will be taken away from me. So I had to not only be an advocate for me, but I had to be an advocate for my unborn child. So I took the initiative to reach out to Center of Healthy Families, and they got me introduced to Huck House. And ever since then, they took me in, helped me with everything that I needed, and just taking care of us and making sure that we're okay. So it hits home to me because if it wasn't for them two centers, my daughter wouldn't be here with me today. My daughter would be in foster care. I just want to thank you.
HUD's latest grant awards to reduce youth homelessness totaled $43 million, spread across 11 cities, including Columbus. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.